I'm back from vacation. 2019 GMC Sierra. I was called out to the shop to check it out because they pulled it into the bay. The customer said that it had a power steering issue. And now, this is what's going on. They pulled it in, it stalled before they could rack it, and now it is one of these situations. I can light up the cluster, but it just keeps cranking and cranking and cranking. It did auto-VIN, so that is a good sign that we can talk with something at least, BCM, PCM. I have a million codes in here. A lot of them are for loss of communication with different modules. Some of them in the PCM here are weird. What I want to do is I want to save these so that I can look at them later if I need to. But I am going to go ahead and clear all of these out so that I can get a baseline of what happens or see if it starts once I clear the codes out of here. So I'm going to just back out of this report. I'm going to clear all DTCs and then I'll try to start it again and see what comes back. Catch this code before it disappears. Whenever I see this code, I know that the door modules have lost power and ground at some point. And that's why they give you that code that says that the calibration isn't learned or the battery was disconnected in an attempt to get this to start. And we can see we have invalid data in the brake system control module from the power steering control module, but the power steering control module itself is not talking here. So let's go ahead and crank it again. I don't like that. And now I'll go back and do another health report. Bang, bang. There's our reason for our no start, even though the cranking compression sounds kind of funky. I did find a TSB, which is Peter Indigo Tango 6088, talking about ground straps having issues on this thing. So I think I'm going to run through the grounds. They're talking about it being here in the wheel well. I'm going to see if anything sticks out and is obvious to me before I go crazy with this thing going directly to modules. So this is very typical on these. Water just travels around here. I have seen wires up in this loom get messed up. There are zip ties here, and I don't think, maybe I misheard them. I didn't think they put a new rack in it, but it has a new rack in it. So I don't remember the specifics to the story because I got the story before I left, but I do see. It's so humid out, I cannot get my gloves on. All right, right out of the gate, we got voltage across this module here. I didn't even look to see what module it was. I think they call it a brake system control module, and it's not the EBCM. Let's see about the frame itself here. That, for a second, looked happy. Let's check here. Happier than that module is. So I could figure out where that module gets its ground from. Could also real quick, let's go here. Let's just check frame. Oh my God. Yeah, the frame has 12 volts across it. Frame is not grounded properly. That's gonna tell me engine is probably grounded properly. So we've got our big mamma jamma right there. That goes to the body. So then the body is gonna have some straps that go to the frame. And it showed them here in the TSB as G133, but the pictures are really kind of crappy, so I gotta pull up service info and look for G133. Up on everything, and you know, I've just been fucking behind on everything, so. But yeah, it'll be good, get it back to the customer tomorrow. Yeah, right? All right, appreciate it. All right, so my stupid ass was looking for the grounds and I'm on the driver's side based off the picture. So it's on the passenger side. The tech actually showed up. He told me about some other grounds. And as I was looking at the picture, I had that realization that the picture was on this side. Reached up here, grabbed this ground strap, which was, he said, the only one he really didn't try to mess with. And you could, I mean, this is, ugh. But either way, the ground strap's broken. So in my truck, I have a ground strap that I pre-made a long time ago, and I'm gonna put this on there, and that should solve our issue. If you guys remember a couple years ago when I had an apprentice put a battery in backwards, that's the time that I made this ground strap, because I added an extra ground strap in the process of trying to figure out that complete clusterfuck after the fact. And look at the perfect length, and out with the old, in with the new. All right, I'm not gonna test the voltage across the frame. I'm just gonna try to start it and hope for the best here. There we go. Ha ha, baby. That hesitation was building up fuel pressure since the fuel pump control module was down. It had no fuel pressure. I'm gonna clear all the codes out, but that's a diag and a repair. I'm actually waiting for them to call me back because it appears that when they did that rack a week ago, they never programmed it. So I can't get rid of the missing configuration codes when you go into module info. I could tell it has no calibration in it. So once they hit me back, I'll end up back there to program it, and then it'll be a complete repair.